you, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. So today we celebrate the children of resurrection, of little blessings. And at risk of sounding a little creepy, one of the things that I really love about children is how soft they are, right? Their skin is so soft. Their hearts are soft. And I was thinking about how as we age, we get harder, don't we? Now, there are parts of our bodies that get mushier that we don't want to get mushier, but then there's other things, like what is it with toenails, right? Why do toenails have to get so hard and at the bottoms of our feet and our elbows? It's just natural. As we age, the parts of our bodies wear down, get weathered, become harder. And as I was thinking about our gospel reading for today, I wondered if that was true of our hearts. If as we age, just like the rest of our bodies, sometimes our hearts harden, and what we can do about that. Our gospel reading for today says that Jesus was grieved at their hardness of heart. Jesus comes in on the Sabbath, wants to cure a man with a withered hand, and the church people, the people of the church, said, nah, you can't do it. It's the Sabbath. It's our rule that you can't do that work today. It's not a matter of life and death. This man's hand could be healed tomorrow. No, thank you. Not only that, but I think their real issue was they were concerned about losing control to this man who came in and said he was Lord even over the Sabbath. And so they hardened their hearts to the work that Jesus is going to do right in front of them. They disoblige the miracles of God just so that they can stay in control, or at least have the illusion that they are in control of their world. It says Jesus grieved at their hardness of heart. It also says he had anger. And I found out this week that this is the only time in the Gospel of Mark where that word anger is used. Jesus is angry because they are not open. Their hearts are not open to see what God is doing. And if we look through the Bible, I started realizing there is story after story after story of people whose hearts are hardened, who will not or cannot see the grace and miracles of God, and prefer to stay in their own little space that they believe they have control over. As we celebrate our children here, one of the things I love about our kids, and one of the reasons I love having them in the building during the week and Sundays, is that their hearts are often so open. They're so open to so many things, and it's so beautiful to be around them. But the other reason we love our children's ministry here is because we want to teach children the stories and love of God so that as the world begins to layer calluses over their hearts, which sadly we all know will happen, maybe, just maybe, knowing the love of God will help keep their hearts a little bit softer. Because you adults sitting out there know, you've got plenty of calluses on your heart. You have plenty of ways the world has hardened your heart. And in some ways, it's normal. It's protective. It's like a turtle, right? A turtle needs a shell to protect its soft underbelly. We try to protect ourselves to not get hurt. In some ways, it's natural. It's evolutionary. I have people in my life who have hurt me. And I find myself, when they come around or when I know I'm going to have an interaction with them, I physically get taut. Do you do that? Your body physically tightens up when you know you're going to be with this person who has hurt you before, and you feel your heart closing off. This is what fear does. This is what pain does. It's natural. The problem is that sometimes we walk around in that state all of the time. And sometimes we hold on to that hardness and that fear as if it's our possession instead of letting God open us up to the love that God has to share in the world. And the truth is, if you will open yourself up, if you will love, and this is the part we don't like, you will be hurt. To love means to make yourself vulnerable. To open yourself up means there will be times you will be hurt. And yet it's a matter of faith to believe that in the midst of that, God is still present. God will bring you through it, and God's grace will work through the hurt and the pain and the suffering to bring you to a new place. It is natural to protect ourselves. And yet, how can we open our hearts more and more to the grace and mercy of God? How can we reclaim the humanity that we get rid of when our heart becomes so callous? John Powell, a lawyer and the author of a book called Racing to Justice, tells a story of reclaiming his humanity, about softening his heart. He is a lawyer. He wrote this book, Racing to Justice. He is a black man who in the 60s, in the midst of all the racial riots of the 60s, was at Stanford. And he was at Stanford, and his friends formed a black student group. And when they formed this group, they came together, and things were very tense. They were trying to protect themselves as a group. And they said, all right, here's the deal. We are not going to just interact with white people. We're just not going to do it. That's going to be the way we protect ourselves. We stay together. We're not going to interact with white people. Under no circumstances will we do that. And he said he wasn't so comfortable with that, but he agreed to it. He was part of the group. And he left to this meeting, and he said he was walking across the quad, and he ran into a woman who he never saw before and he never saw after. And he wondered how the universe put her right there in front of him on that day. But it was a white woman who also happened to be blind. And he said as she was walking across the quad, she got herself tangled in a mess of bikes that were parked in the quad from the students. And she got herself in these bikes, and she was more and more tangled. And he said in his head, nope, not supposed to interact with white people. Gonna walk by her. Not gonna do it. And then he said that he just couldn't do that. And he went over, and he helped her out of these maze of bikes. And he went back to the group, and he said, I can't do it. He said, I can't do it. And he credits that woman on that day with reclaiming his humanity. That's how he put it. I reclaimed my humanity on that day. Now, you might be quick to say, well, of course, you shouldn't do that anyway. You should just count out one group. What was that group thinking? But you do it all the time. We all do it. Whether we realize it or not, whether it's in a group or our own unconscious, we are constantly closing our hearts to people based on who they are, what they've done. We are closing our hearts and hardening them just like he did on that day. Maybe it is not so blatant and written in the bylaws, but we do it. And so the question is, how do we crack open our hearts? How do we reclaim humanity? Because in the end, our hearts and how we love is all that really matters. God has put us into this place to reclaim our humanity and to love one another and to let God's grace pour into our lives. The world will work really hard to callous your hearts, sometimes purposefully, and sometimes just because it's life. But God's grace will come in and try to crack your heart open. The question is, will you let it? And as John Powell said after that incident, he said again about the suffering with love, he said, I realized you can have suffering without love, but you can never have love without suffering. But the question is the suffering worth it? Is the love and grace worth it? And I believe it is. Because when we open our hearts and let ourselves be human to one another, we may get hurt, but we will also experience a
joy and a peace that we will find nowhere else. Opening your hearts is what this thing called life is all about. I found this great Celtic saying, which is on the board right now, and I'd like to read it. Maybe you've already read it. And every day the world will drag you by the hand, yelling, "This is important, and this is important, and this is important. You need to worry about this, and this, and this." And each day it's up to you to yank your hand back, put it on your heart, and say no. This is what's important. The world will work hard. It will work hard to harden your heart. This is what's important. Put your hand there. Go ahead. Go ahead. Participatory. This is what's important. And now look around you. Because the hearts of all of the people you see sitting around you, that is also what's important. And now even harder, imagine someone you don't like very much. Imagine someone who makes you go, and you feel yourself tighten up and harden. That person's heart matters too. Open your heart. There is enough grace and enough love from our enormous God to fill your heart and to change the world.